This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 get involved in the conversation, seriously. Well, you go up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, there's a gazillion and three things going on up there. You can head over to Facebook. We have a Facebook feed going on. And on Facebook, you can always, obviously, you can, there's smarter people than I in the Facebook feed, as there is in the chat room. If you head over to my website, though, therealside.com, you will be involved with smarter people than I there in that chat room. But I want to get your email address. Every week I send out an email, let you know who's going to be in the show, the topics we're going to be discussing, and I give you a link to get my new book. The book is called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And it, you know, the title is to create curiosity. The title is to make sure that you know, people are willing to go, okay, look, if you're on the left, I know the first thing you're thinking is, really, see, I'm gonna get that book because I want to show the bigotry. I'm going to show the racism. I want to show the hatred of these right-wing Bible-Thumping guys. And I think you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to try really hard. I got a very nice compliment from a young lady today who actually took the book because if you look at the book's cover, it almost looks comical. It's almost funny. It's not, but it almost is. And she said she got it, and at first she didn't agree. She looked at the titles and went, I don't agree with any of that stuff. And then she said she grabbed it, started reading it, she couldn't put it down. She said, you make perfect sense. I agree with this stuff. I don't know how or why, but I agree with this stuff. So I'll take that. And you know what? And I keep telling you guys, it doesn't take much to start to turn them. It doesn't take much. Instead of sticking your finger in their face and telling them how wrong they are all the time, don't do that. And it doesn't take much. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to call and tell me where I'm off, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we get stories like this all the time. And this one in particular bothers me. Doesn't make me crazy, but it bothers me. Because there's really no reason for this. Right? You guys, either Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and Jews and what have you, we're either all truly equal. Religious freedom is all either truly equal or it's not. And then you women, right? I love you woman rights freaks who love to nail me and say, well, you know, you Christian guys, all you want, you know, your women don't, they're down lower in the hierarchy, you know, they're supposed to have children, you don't know anything about my religion. You don't know anything about what true Christianity says. We are supposed to be treating our women as equals. Now, like everybody else in every group out there, there are morons who think they know what they're supposed to be doing and they're not. But let's just talk about this one in particular. This woman was getting on a plane in Houston from Cabo de Casa, and a United which is the airline, one of their flight attendants said you have to move your seat. But why don't you listen as to why? Let's see how many of you feminists will get totally crazy about this, or if you'll say anything at all. I don't think you will.
The Orange County woman got quite a surprise when her pre-booked seat on a United flight was given away for no other reason than she was a woman. Stacey Butler has the story you'll see only on CBS 2.
As a million-mile flyer, this Koto Takaza mom thought she'd seen it all until a gate agent handed her a new boarding pass just before she got on a United flight to Houston last Monday.
He said, "This is your new seat." And I said, "Excuse me?" And he said, "I don't know how to tell you this." And so I said, "Yes." And he said, "The two gentlemen seated next to you have cultural beliefs that prevent them from sitting next to, talking to, or communicating with females."
Mary Campos was shocked.
I thought I lived in a culture where females were equal to men.
A senior consultant in the oil and gas industry, Campos had no choice but to take her new seat. That's when she wrote a letter to the CEO of United Airlines saying, "What if I were handicapped or transgender? What if your entire flight crew were female? Any belief that prevents individuals from interacting with females should not travel on commercial aircraft." She got a reply that said United would look into it. She didn't hear from them again. But we did. Tonight, a United Airlines representative wrote, "We regret that Ms. Campos was unhappy with the handling of the seat assignments on her flight." United hold.
No, it was wrong. It's not a fact that she was unhappy. It was wrong.
Holds our employees to the highest standards of professionalism and has zero tolerance for discrimination. Campos was told the men were Pakistani monks wearing orange long shirts. She says the female flight crew were not allowed to serve them.
We can't discriminate against half of the population for a belief from another nation.
Now, I asked Campos if she planned to sue United. She told me that's not her intention here. What she does want is United to apologize to the female flight crew, also the female passengers, and to change their policies. Now, she says if she doesn't get that, she'll do whatever she has to do to protect women's
Good
rights.
For her.
Back to you guys in the studio.
Orange County.
You know, and I'm okay. In this case, I would be okay with a lawsuit, and I'll tell you why. Where's the equality here? And excuse me, ladies, I'm not talking about the women and the men. I'll deal with this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do Muslims and Christians get the same treatment? Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. And again, please be involved in the conversation. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And all right, if you want to head over to the Facebook page, I guess we do a Facebook feed. You have a live feed going on there, too. You can talk to people that are smarter than I on the feed. We were talking about, if you missed it, you have to go back and pick up the first segment. I'm not going through that whole thing all over again. So we're kind of talking about the, is there real equality between the rights of Christians and Muslims in this country? And I'm saying that not to, you know, again, I don't want to paint with that big of a broad brush that I'm saying all of it is this way. But we've done story after story after story how accommodations have been made for the Muslim religion or Islam, whether it be in schools or colleges or whatever. Right? We have prayer rooms in some colleges. And high schools, actually, we have prayer rooms where, because Muslims are required to, my understanding is required to pray five times a day, and sometimes those time frames fall when they're at school. So if it's truly a freedom of religion, and the argument is it's freedom of religion, that's why we have to help them, then you realize that in a lot of cases, Bible reading in some schools has been banned. It shouldn't be. It's against the law to ban it. But kids are frequently asked not to pull their Bibles out and just start reading them on the desk when they have downtime. We have to have special time just for them to read their Bible. So if they finish a test 10 minutes early, they can't pull out a Bible or scripture or any of that stuff and start reading it. Because we have to have a separation. Right? No accommodations. Can't spend nickel on a tax dollar. When it comes to, you know, again, you can't call, if you're going to call things a Christmas extravaganza or a Christmas event on a school, you can't put nickel. Matter of fact, you can't even have it. Well, they tell you you can't have it. There are ways to pull it off. But if you spend 5 cents in taxpayer dollars, you're bad, you're nasty, all that stuff. You can't do it. It's illegal, against the law. Right? Can you imagine as a Christian going on these planes or dealing with these things and saying there's certain things that I can't do either? How about as a Christian saying I can't sit next to a woman? And if there ain't any open seats, too bad. You have to figure it out. You think they'd make accommodations for me?
Yeah, they'd tell you to leave.
Yeah, that would be my accommodation. They would take my ticket away and tell me to go. And again, like I said, we've had these things happen on a regular basis. I meant to pull it up. There was another court case we just won. Again, my irritant is the phrase "in God we trust," not "in God we trust." I'm sorry, under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. You have groups of people out there wasting all kinds of taxpayer dollars every single year. Why? Because they're trying to remove "under God" out of our Pledge of Allegiance. Now the Supreme Court, the federal Supreme Court, regional Supreme, I mean, federal judges, they've all said the same thing. It's part of history. It stays. Period. Now, don't we always get an argument, like with Roe versus Wade? It's the law. It's already been decided by the Supreme Court. Leave it alone. You can't change it. Well, okay, so let's do the same thing with this. It's the law. It's been decided by the Supreme Court three or four times. In other courts, tens of times, but you keep fighting it. Because you want it gone, by golly, it's got to go. Well, I'm believing and hoping under President Trump, this won't go anywhere. Matter of fact, at some point in time, I hope he uses his business acumen to start having the courts charge these people, give back the American taxpayer their dollars for doing nothing but other than trying to wear the court system down. There's no reason to remove "in God we trust" off the money and "under God." Although I'll tell you what, as a Christian, as somebody who sees what some of my right-wing Christian brothers are doing, we're not under God. Really? Let me tell you what, other than holding up a sign on a street corner, what are you doing to make sure that God stays first and foremost in our schools and in our laws? What are you doing? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I'm not even making light of. We run around, not all of us, a lot of us, run around with a holier-than-thou attitude. Yes, this country was founded on Christian principles. Really? I believe that. What are you doing about it? Other than screaming at your lunch table, what are you doing about it? When a principal of the school tells you we can't have, let me tell you what, the Supreme Court, you know what, I got to do this later on. I'm going to put up the PDF of the Supreme Court's ruling on Christ and Christmas on schools. It is perfectly legal and okay for you to have a Christmas pageant, have songs like Silent Night, which are specific to the birth of the baby Jesus. It is okay. It's illegal. You understand me? So instead of you giving in or backing off or hanging out in the parking lot when your school district says, okay, we're not going to do those. And listen, we're not going to do any Santa Claus songs either, because can somebody do me a favor? This has been an irritant of mine for years. Can somebody please do me a favor? Send me the scripture, the chapter, the verse, or what have you, about worshiping Saint Nick. And did I miss an apostle? Was there an apostle Nick? I mean, I got plenty of Nicks in my family.
Sorry.
You know, I got a cousin Nicky. I got a few cousin Nickies. But really, seriously, do we have an apostle Nick? We have no scripture that refers to a Nicholas that was giving away, right? I mean, where do they get this as a religious thing? Where do they get it's part of the Christian/Catholic faith? There are groups, there are non-religious groups, atheists support and practice St. Nicholas Day, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call it if you're, right? I mean, because really, seriously, think about the irony behind this. An atheist calling Christmas, come on, let that sink in for a second. He's using a word that shouldn't exist for him. And then if you want a separation of church, hey, listen, you guys, you want a separation of church or state? Good. Then you agree to work on Christmas Day for straight pay, right? Because, hey, it's not a holiday. There is no God. You can't get paid time and a half for not working on Christmas, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. A couple commercials. We'll be right back. Don't go far. This is one of the ones I ain't letting go of. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
They call me Cuba Pete, I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
I'm Cuba Pete.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, really, no, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hit up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there as well. And listen, my new book's out. Right? You like shows like mine? You want to keep shows like mine on the air? Some of that you help us achieve. Real simple. All you got to do is buy some of our product. It ain't that hard. And if you head up to my website, there's plenty of that product up there. Let me tell you what. But the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you really got to get a copy of this. And I'm not just saying it because I wrote the book. But the more people I talk to, they say they're telling me they got a lot out of it. And I used to think, it's based on the segments we've done on the show. It's based on the conversation that we've had. And I just take it for granted that some of you are going up there and you're reading my stuff on the website. You're reading my stuff that gets posted in some of the blogs across the country. But I guess they're not. And again, I had a young person tell me today, you know what? This made so much sense to me. I've never heard it like this before. I thought that was kind of cool. Again, if you're the author and you're looking at it and you're going, well, man, I always joke and I say, I thought everybody knew this stuff. I did have one guy tell me, you're preaching to the choir. I don't get it. Well, apparently I'm not preaching to the choir. There's a lot of people out there that don't hear this, that don't get it. So back to what I'm saying before, which is, I usually don't spend a whole hour on this stuff. But in this case, it's a need to. And, I played the clip, you'll have to go back and get the first segment, I'm not doing it again, of the woman whose seat was moved on the plane because two Muslims were on the plane. And they couldn't sit next to, they couldn't talk with, they couldn't be bothered with a woman. It was against their religion. Now, what I find interesting is, it's against their religion, so we have to do something about it, right? But what if you're a Christian? I mean, seriously. And it's against my religion. How often am I accommodated? Because it ain't that often. Now, you might think so. A lot of you out there say, oh, yeah, we make all kinds of accommodations for Christians. Really? All right, so then let's start off this way. Let's start. Nativity scenes now can be put back in front of city halls. What about? Everybody, raise your hand. Everybody good with that? Isn't that an accommodation? We've again, I'm telling you, we've had changes made at public hospitals that are getting federal tax money, schools that are getting federal tax money, we make accommodations for Muslims, for their prayer time, for things that offend them. Right? But not for Christians.
Well, you've had it for the last 200 years. We've been making accommodations for you.
Yeah, maybe that's because the founding fathers were Christians, right? Maybe you cut the guys some slack that actually put this whole thing together, that lost families over this, that lost property over this, huh? What do you think? Cut them a little slack, maybe? Considering that 80... Now, see, I don't buy this number. Some of you probably do. You do not believe that 80% of this country subscribes to being Christian. I believe that 80% of this country may subscribe to believing in God or a deity. I'd like to see that. If somebody's got a link to that, send it to me, will you? But we've got more cities. I've been doing the stories, and we'll be doing them more and more leading up to Christmas. There are more cities. There are more public entities, if you would, that are now banning the word Christmas. It now has to be holiday, a holiday celebration. Some places, some schools are even banning Santa Claus because of his religious affiliation. Although, I don't know. I've never seen a letter from, Nicholas something. I can't remember the guy's name. Right? I don't remember Fat Boy ever saying, this is what I subscribe to. So I don't know. But to say Santa Claus is of a Christian belief, you can't tie any of that stuff. That's why I always make fun of some of my Christian friends. You can't tie the tree to Christianity. You can't tie Santa Claus, mistletoe, right? The presents under the tree. You know, the kids did a great job with that, right? Some 12-year-old, 200 or 1,000 years ago, was sitting there, and he heard that Jesus was the greatest gift of all, that God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ. And the kids sit there going, gifts? Yeah, I can work this into Christmas. Hey, Ma, did you hear what God said? Can you imagine what that conversation was like? Now what happens? Now what we've done, Jesus set us free, right? Supposedly he set us free. That's what the word says, he set us free. So what do? We make sure we max out every credit card we have in our wallet, put ourselves in financial bondage. What for? To make little Johnny happy. Right? To make sure that Auntie Tracy... says, hey, listen, you forgot me, right? And Uncle Johnny, what's he say? Hey, that's not the pipe I wanted. What has that got to do with Christmas? I'm sorry. I mean, seriously, though. We're supposed to be out of bondage. You want to give people stuff? I get it, but it shouldn't be mandatory. It shouldn't be an expectation of the day. It shouldn't be. It's wrong. We're upside down with all this stuff. I guarantee you, if there's friends here listening tonight, get together after the holiday, maybe first week of February, right? End of January. Compare bills. I guarantee somebody at the table will say, oh my God, I went so far overboard on Christmas. I guarantee you that. Because there's always somebody at the table that says, I gave myself a budget of this. I went three times over the budget. Then it's not a budget. It's a suggestion at that point. I remember the old days. Anybody remember the Christmas clubs they used to have? And the Christmas club, what did you do? You say, hey, I'm going to save this much money till November. And that's all I'm going to use for Christmas. The old folks knew how to do that. Oh, they did. My grandmother did it. They knew how to work that out. But, you know, again, back to, I don't care if you're a Christian or non-Christian, if you agree with us, you don't agree with us, I don't know how to do this. But the real issue here is it equality? Does the left really want equality? Or do they want control? I think they want control. I don't think it has anything to do with equality. You think of that woman getting on the plane, and because two Muslim men decided this is not what they wanted, right, two Muslim men said that they can't sit next to a woman, they can't talk to a woman. What if all the flight attendants were female? What would they have done? Boy, would they have been in trouble, right? But you think of a nightmare here. What if the two pilots were female, every flight attendant was female, and that's all they had for a 16-hour flight? It's kind of like would have been like a little hell on the plane for those guys, right? So it's all that stuff that just makes me nuts. But again, as a Christian, there are so many things they don't make accommodations for us on. Right? My kids go to school. Some of these states have figured out how to move. You know what it is? It's how to have sex education. That's what it is. It's not sex ed. It's not reproductive ed. It's not health. It's how to have sex education is what it is. And so my kid, now what they've done is they figured out how to move. See, under reproductive health or under sex education, you can opt your kids out. But now there's more and more schools, districts across the country, they move the curriculum under something called health ed. Right? So you can't opt out of health, because those are things everybody needs to know on how to take care of themselves and their bodies. Those are mandated by the state, mandated by the federal government. So let's see. This is true. We've done these stories. So we're going to teach kids how to have sex with animals because that's a health thing, right? Because kids fantasize. They may want to have sex with animals. So what we're going to do is we're going to teach them how to do it in a healthy and safe way. And as I've said a million times on this show, growing up as a teenager, a teenage boy, I never thought the dog looked sexy. Not one time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are lame excuses to tweak the minds of our young kids. Right? I just read a story, and I know my transgender friends are going to go, not friends, but you know what I'm talking about, right? They're going to go nuts when I say this. It is sick. Sick. That there was a story about a four-year-old that was starting their first day off as a transgender. First of all, a four-year-old. What four-year-old knows what they want? What four-year-old really knows how they feel? How does that community with a straight face say, yes, this child needs to change genders because he feels like a she? I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. There's smarter people than I in that chat room. As well as on the on that interweb thing, what do they call it? Facebook, right? We have a live feed going on there as well. And again, smarter people than I in there. Feed going on there, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, at next hour, we're going to talk about CNN's problem. Well, I can't. We'll be here all night. Not one in particular. I love this. Apparently, they're being sued on a racism issue. CNN. Yeah. They've been accused of racism. That can't be right, though. Right? They're probably plants from Trump's camp, right? That's probably what it is. Has to be. I can't imagine the CNN would be called a bunch of racists. Anyway, I always a pleasure that you're with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, according to science, see, this I love all this stuff. According to science, There is an ideal number of sexual partners that you should have, which I'm sure the
some of the religious groups, especially the Muslims, would agree with, right? While love is difficult to quantify, it says, with facts and figures, research suggests certain qualities are deemed more attractive than others. For example, one study found that brunettes with brown eyes are far more popular on dating sites, while another named teaching is an ideal female profession. Given our fascination with these surface observations, it's only natural that researchers would delve into a far more personal field that can influence attraction, sexual history. Sure, because I definitely want to date a woman who's been to bed with at least 200 or 300 men. Then I have nothing to worry about, right? I just fit in with the crowd. A new study published in a journal of sexual research. This is a journal?
I thought that was called Cosmo.
Yeah. You beat me to that one. Hey, I know. You know, I thought that was right. Cosmo. Just go to the. You know what? Go to the supermarket. You don't even have to have a whole journal. Just go to the supermarket. All the sexual research you want could be right there. You could find out about celebrities, who they're sleeping with, who they're not sleeping with, how they're doing with whoever they're not sleeping or are sleeping with. Right? I mean, some of those magazines that you go, you know, the 23 most pleasing positions. Are we serious? Really? Anyway, all that crazy stuff in the supermarket as you walk out. So the new study published in the Journal of Sexual Research suggests the number of partners you've had could be perceived as attractive or a massive turnoff. So how does your number fare? According to the study's findings, people are willing to restart a relationship with someone who has had 2 to 3 sexual partners. Any more or less, you start to lose appeal. First of all, why tell anybody? What do I need to tell you? Who have I slept with? Yeah, maybe I've had some girlfriends. What makes you think I've slept with all of them?
You're that kind of guy.
Yeah, I am that kind of guy. Okay, thank you. And why do we call it sleeping? I don't understand that. Because you don't stay together longer. Whatever. Interestingly enough, the polled people admitted to having far more relationships than the so-called ideal number. According to Psychology Today, women had about 6 former partners, and men had slept with an average of 8 people. If 2 to 3 sexual partners seemed like a low figure, it's worth noting that the study was conducted on college students under the age 25. The findings are consistent with other relationship studies that suggest promiscuity and lack of sexual experience are equally unattractive. Wow, so I guess it's a happy median, huh? Is this sick? Somebody paid for this, by the way. I don't know who. Thank God. I hope it's not the government. That's one way to make me crazy. In other words, in the words of the author, the message here seems to be, don't sleep around too much, or if you do, don't let anybody know. Really? We had to have a special? I don't even know. I didn't get that far into it, but it's sad. This crap is sad. You know, it's even worth printing. It's even more sad, don't you think? Gotta love this stuff. I just think this is really funny. This goes along with that liberal, not my words, by the way, theirs. That liberal chick thing we did last night, right? Where, I don't think I got any emails on that, or I didn't look to see if I got any emails on that. But she was, she has 2 kids. And a needy dog. That was what I remember. I just can't pass the needy dog. And I was thinking to myself, she talks about in there how she doesn't want to date anymore. She has a hard time dating or. And she said that after Trump had won, she just wanted to, I'm sorry, I can't help it. She just wanted to curl up in bed, hug her two, because, you know, the world was coming to an end, hug her 2 little kids and the needy dog. Now, if I'm a guy dating her, and I come home to find this on a fairly, because this is not a first time, people. I'm sure we found this on a fairly regular basis. I mean, seriously. Is this somebody you want to be with? Every time something like this happens, like the world comes to a screeching halt? Anyhow. So we have the zombies over there on OSU, you know, where we had the little terrorism attack last week. Yeah, I didn't say what kind. I just said the guy was terrorizing, right? Mowed people down in his car, then took a butcher knife and started trying to hack people up. That's terrorism in my book. But I want you to hear these feel-good millennials And this is why we're in a world of hurt. I do not want these people making decisions for me later on in my life.
Depends on what your definition of... Yep.
You do? Would you call it a terrorist attack?
Depends on what your definition of terrorism is.
Would be somebody running around with a butcher knife, trying to kill anybody in his way? Yeah, that would be terrorizing.
According to your definition.
No.
I think we still have a lot to learn about the incident.
Let me see. He ran over a bunch of people in a car. His Facebook page talked all about how he felt like an outcast, and he was worried that he wouldn't be able to find a place to pray. So apparently he thought by wiping everybody out, by cutting people up, he'd have plenty of room to pray later.
ISIS has claimed responsibility.
I do realize that, but that doesn't always mean that's what necessarily happened.
Would you love to live in his world? Okay, he's not a millennial. He's a professor.
Yeah.
He's a teacher.
He's an older guy.
But we already know this. They're all whacked.
Call what happened terrorism?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I would say it was a misunderstanding.
What? He didn't know that the butcher knife would take an arm off? He didn't know that running his car into a group of a bunch of kids, a bunch of people, were going to kill them, mow them down, take them out? I'm sorry. Where's the misunderstanding here? I'm kind of confused. Oh, God bless America. We're circling the drain, as they say. Is that what they call it? Come on, don't do this to me. I know I should have recorded this earlier. Anyway, this was so good. Can I get that back up there? I think so. Yeah, go. Come on.
Yep.
You do? Would you call it a terrorist attack?
Depends on what your definition.
Depends on what your definition of terrorist.
No, I think we...
That comes from Faith Golden.
Terrorism?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I would say it was a misunderstanding.
So apparently, don't you love this? Apparently, this is a misunderstanding. Again, I don't understand what the misunderstanding was. If you read what was in this guy's information, if you read what was on his Facebook, all right, this was his intent. If you're not, and again, I love these people say, well, Christians as a whole, they have a history of this. Where do we have a history of mowing down a bunch of kids on a college campus? Where do we have a history of beheading people? Where do we have a history of cutting off hands when somebody steals? You know, it's funny. I love you people who, when I start talking about this, I'll get some emails later on. But I love you people who want to tell me, well, your own Bible talks about, you know, killing people and having slaves and all this other stuff. Yeah, I know. It talks about cutting off hands. All of that's in the Old Testament. Everything has changed. And yes, I know some of you make fun of it. We call it Old Testament, New Testament. If you really want an answer, go ask your local pastor. He'll explain it all to you. Or you go ask the local pastor of a church. He'll explain it all to you. But we're not, I don't know if you've noticed yet, we're not cutting lambs in half anymore, or cattle in half, and sacrificing them up to God, and letting the blood drain out, and then burning. You know, I mean, we're not doing this anymore. Have you noticed that? Because if you know what a Christian church is doing, let me know, because I can show them some passages where that doesn't cut it anymore. We're not doing any of that stuff. There is no infidel for us. Yes, there are believers and non-believers. We're actually told, we're told that if you will not... If you don't respond to the word, if we're talking to God's word to you and we're trying to get you to understand and believe, after a certain period of time, if you won't believe anymore, we're not told to kill you. We're actually told to walk away, leave the idiot alone. That's what we're told to do. There's no bodily harm done. There's no damage done to someone. And we can't get accommodations. It's just nuts to me. Okay, I'm good. I'm good now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure. If you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. If you're not hanging with us, next hour, I guess CNN really doesn't understand what racism is all about. We're going to deal with that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.